Backseat passengers in motor cars, please to wear your seatbelt every time, right? Because the seatbelt helps. It restrains you, prevent you from getting shown out of the vehicle, prevent you from hitting the A, the B, or the C pillar, and even other passengers in the motor vehicle, and that can create unnecessary injuries.
There are increased calls for backseat passengers to use seatbelts, as this provides the necessary restraints to prevent them from being thrown from the vehicle in the event of a crash.
Most of the private motor vehicle passengers who have been killed since the start of this year were sitting on the back seat of the car. They parachuted out of the vehicle. We find them on the asphalt. If they had on the seatbelt, they would not have been out of the vehicle.
Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Kenneth Hare. Mr. Hare is appealing to drivers to exercise more care for their passengers by encouraging them to wear their seatbelts.
We appeal to drivers also to play their role in ensuring that before they move off, they should ensure that everybody buckle up.
Mr. Hare says while there has been a reduction in the number of road fatalities over the past 10 years, the figures need to be even lower.
We are presently at 11.7 per 100,000 population. 10 years ago, we were at like 14.2. But notwithstanding that, we want to be below 5 per 100,000 population so that we are in comparison with the United Kingdom, Sweden, and the Netherlands.
Consultant surgeon at the Kingston Public Hospital, Dr. Lindbergh Simpson, outlines some injuries that backseat passengers may sustain because of the failure to buckle up.
For instance, a patient might be involved in an accident where an unrestrained passenger may go through the windshield and they can sustain severe injury to the head and the face, as well as depending on where, if they're thrown from the vehicle, then they can injure the abdomen as well and damage the liver or the spleen. And these are organs which can bleed a lot or may even damage the lungs. So the head injury, if they are in a coma, sometimes they need to be put on a ventilator, that's kind of a life support machine which will breathe for them if they're not breathing on their own. All these are consequences of unrestrained.
Consultant surgeon at the Kingston Public Hospital, Dr. Lindbergh Simpson. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Audrey Sewell, says caring for crash victims has been straining the government's coffers.
It's really not very productive. It creates a problem on all our sector, not just for us in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, but also the Ministry of Health. It puts significant pressure on our health system. And we are saying that where it can be avoided, let us do all we can to avoid the carnage on the roads.
Ms. Sewell says the ministry, through the Road Safety Unit, is undertaking various initiatives to get the message of road safety out to the public. This is in an effort to positively influence the behavior of road users.
Most of the crashes that we have are attributable to behaviors of road users. And so one of the things that we want to see is a change in the behavior of how pedestrians use the roads, how motorists use the road, how motorcyclists use the road. And when we talk about motorcycles, not just motorbikes, but bicycles as well, because that is a major problem for us.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Audrey Sewell. Remember, road safety begins with you. A message from the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.